Are you ready to celebrate for 6 weeks?
This autumn on the Isle of Wight, Can You Hear Us is celebrating all that the island is.
We're talking theatre,
carnival,
music,
new public art,
foraging,
shared meals,
poetry,
nature,
island craft,
landscape artists,
storytellers,
choirs,
and folklore,
culture and community, island wide.
Taking place in your town,
your villages,
your schools,
community hubs,
and outdoor spaces. We want culture to be more visible.
To include everyone.
And to be easier to take part in.
And for the Isle of Wight to be recognised as the creative island it is.
Join the celebration.
Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.
The Can You Hear Us project is a Creative Island 6-week Arts Council England funded cultural programme, running from September the 11th this year until October the 24th. Across the Isle of Wight, many organisations are taking part. These podcasts are to find out what the organisations are doing across the Isle of Wight so you don't miss anything.
Anne-Marie Bowler, yeah. Welcome. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
So tell us what you do. I know that you just showed me something. Brevity. What's Brevity?
So Brevity is the Isle of Wight's literary handbill. It's a 6 times yearly lit zine, so a literary magazine, but it's a zine, so it's kind of alternative, a little bit smaller. I like to think it's a little bit cooler. As I said, it comes out 6 times a year. It showcases short fiction from island writers. To submit to Brevity, you have to live on the Isle of Wight, and we need a 500-word or less short story of quality.
Of course. What sort of stories are we telling? All sorts?
All sorts of fiction. Stuff about the island, which is really great. Sometimes historical fiction. Things that have happened in people's lives, fictionalized. I've been writing a series of stories about a housekeeper who cleans second homes and her problems. The stories are all over the place. Anything you can think of, we've had a story about. They're never the same, and that's really exciting. We've been doing this for 6 years now, and I never look at a story and think, oh, that's a lot like one from the past.
Hey, look, I've got to ask you $1 million question. Yeah. All right. Now, it's almost a secret. It was the best kept secret. But now it's not. It's getting out there, and apparently there's something about to erupt very soon, and people will find out what the Can You Hear Us project is all about. But I've got to ask you, what are you doing for it?
Well, first of all, I'm really honoured to be a partner in the Can You Hear Us project. We're just a small arts organisation here on the island, so when they ask us to be part of it, but we're really excited. We feel like we're waving the flag for good fiction. So I think what the girl said before is we're going to keep doing what we do. We're just going to do it in a ramped up kind of way. So we're going to have some themed brevities. We'd like to put some writers into some local carnivals, have them, you know, absorb all that carnival vibe and then come out and write a piece of fiction based on that. So we'll have a carnival one. We're going to do one of the things I find really exciting. We're doing a 12-word story project. So just 12 words to write a story, not a 12-word sentence, a 12-word narrative. And then we'll take all those 12 words, turn them into Polaroids. So your little 12-word story will be on a Polaroid, and then we'll take all those Polaroids and turn them into an exhibition. I'd like to get 200 12-word stories, but if I'm honest, I'd really like to get 500.
Wow. Excellent. Wow, that's incredible. So that's what you're doing.
So that's what we're doing. So anybody young or old, you can be an experienced writer, less experienced, sit down, try to write a 12-word story, and then you can submit it on the Brevity website, on our contact page. And if it's good enough, and it probably will be, if it's got a title and your name, and it's just 12 words, and it's compelling, and it's interesting, and it's funny, and it's got a beginning, a middle, and an end just there in 12 words, you're in the exhibition.
Do you know what? You've held up a photograph, and I haven't seen one of those for years. That's what it looks like there.
I just had this idea of how could I publish all these 12-word stories? What can I do to make them look cool? And I just thought, Polaroids, That's yeah. That's a good exhibition. That we like Polaroids. You take this away then at the end. It's something to hang on to. It's kind of old school, and maybe I'm a little bit old school.
I like that. Look, would you come back during the period of time when we have the Can You Hear Us project, which is like a live thing, because it's most of the action is happening in September and October. Would you come back in and read some of your stories?
Love to. Absolutely love to, Ian.
Promise?
Absolutely promise.
Okay, that's great then. So I can't wait for that.
Me too.
And I can't wait for the project to get started.
Yeah. Can you write a 12-word story?
I could probably, yeah, I might have to think about it.
I think you could. You've got a lot going on here that could be a 12-word story.
I could write you a Vectis radio story, no problem whatsoever.
Love
yeah.
It. Love
yeah.
it. We'll have it.
I'll do that. Yeah. Great. Fantastic. Hey, look, it's brilliant to spend some time with you this lunchtime. And I can't wait for you to come back again.
Great.
And we're now going to have a conversation about turning your brevity into a zine, an audio zine.
Audio zine.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Watch this space. Thank you so much for coming in.